death. The Almighty Lord, the Everlasting, made it the destiny of all His slaves. It is a door through which all must pass through. However, the dwelling to which this door leads to cannot be explained or described in words, nor imagined in the mind. It can only be understood through divine revelation. Death does not make a distinction. It does not discern between rich and poor, old and young, healthy or unhealthy, muscles or pencil neck, fat or skinny, black or white, tall or short. However, death does distinguish between belief and disbelief, between a believer and a disbeliever, between darkness and light. For death for a believer is smooth, opulent, comfortable, pleasant, beautiful. It's a release from prison. It's a freedom from distress, from anxiety, from depression, a freedom from catastrophe. For wallahi, the believer will never, ever attain true comfort, true happiness, luxury, until he meets the one that owns him, until he meets his Lord, until he meets his Creator, until he meets Allah Ta'ala. As Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu mentions, that the believer will never ever attain comfort until he meets Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahumma inna nuhibbu liqa'ak fa ahibba liqa'ana. Oh Allah, we love the meeting for you, or with you. So please, love the meeting with us. Oh Allah Ta'ala. Death, on the other hand, for a disbeliever. Wallahi, the word itself makes your hair stand up. Wallahi, the word itself explodes your goosebumps. The word itself is scary to say. Death for a disbeliever is terrifying, horrifying, horrendous, frightening, awful, scary, fearsome, dreadful, shocking. It is no other than a reign of terror. Yusra Allahu al-Afiya. As our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to us in a narration collected by Abu Dawood and Ahmad and others on the authority of Al-Bura' ibn Azib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that when the disbelieving slave is about to depart this worldly life and enter the hereafter, strong, hulking angels from the heavens with black faces, with dark faces descend, carrying with them a rough, tough fabric from the hellfire. They sit away from the disbelieving soul at the limit of his eyesight. And then the angel of death descends. The angel of death descends and sits by this disbelieving servant's head and says, O wicked, malicious soul, a wicked, malicious soul who inhabited a wicked, malicious body. Depart. Extract. Come out in a condemned state. Come out to evil tidings of burning, boiling fluids and dirty wound discharge. Depart to a Lord who is not pleased with you. Depart to a Lord who is angry with you. Depart to a Lord who is not happy to meet you. Naturally, when the soul hears this, he does not want to come out. Does not want to pack his bags like the believer did and quickly derive, come out, issue himself to his Lord. No. He becomes terrified, scared. Dissipated in the body, he grabs, he cleans, he grasps whatever he can inside that body. Self-recrimination, grief, regret, fear confronts him. قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تُفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ Say the death which you flee from. Where is he going to go? What's he going to grab? To the heart? To the lungs? To the intestines? To the ribs? To his body? What can he grab to? There is no fleeing from death. The angel of death grabs the soul and forcefully rips this disbelieving soul out of his body, causing his nerves, his arteries, his veins to burst. Just like pulling out of wet wool a metal piece, a piece of metal. You've ever tried to put a piece of metal with wet wool and tried to pull it out, and it becomes hard to pull out. Very hard. And there's pain. You can even feel the pain in it if this was alive. It comes out. And as soon as it comes out, all the angels between the heavens and the earth, all the angels in the heavens, curse his soul. You know what cursing this soul means? Cursing this soul means the rejection of Allah's mercy. They're asking Allah Ta'ala to not have mercy on this soul. Where's all the Saturday nights, the Friday nights, the enjoyment, the alcohol, the gambling, the fornication, illicit promiscuity, sexual promiscuity? Where is it all now? Where is it all now? All the enjoyment. Wallahi, as soon as he sees the angel of death descending upon him, he forgets everything. Everything is gone. All the enjoyment. All the good nights. All the good days. All the money. All the ladies. All the drugs. Vanished instantly. No more. As though he did not enjoy not even a minute of a second. Not a second, a minute of a second. Then, the angel of death, as soon as it grabs the soul, the other angels do not leave it in his hand, not even for the blinking of an eye. They take the soul, this disbelieving, wicked, foul, stinky soul, and place it in the tough, rough fabric from hellfire. And then what happens? There emanates, there derives, there extracts, there issues from that soul the most repugnant odor of a decaying cadaver that ever existed on the face of this earth. You know, when you go past a rotten animal in its early days, still being eaten by maggots and worms and whatever. It stinks, does it not? When the sun hits it, the rays, and it sort of melts it. How does it smell? Wallahi, you could not stand that smell. You almost vomit. This is no comparison to what this smells like. And then they ascend with it towards the heavens. And the Almighty Lord, He mentions, وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ إِذْ يَتَوَفَّى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْمَلَائِكَةِ يَضْرِبُونَ وُجُوهَهُمْ وَأَدْبَارَهُمْ وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقَ ذَلِكَ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَيْسَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. If you could only see, O believers, when the angels take the souls of those who disbelieved at death, how they smite their backs and faces, saying to them, taste the punishment of the blazing fire. This is because of what your hands have earned, what your hands have forwarded. You had the truth, the fact, the reality, the Quran, the Prophet in front of you. Why did you not accept him? Why did you not make the Quran your life? Isn't it here? Isn't it before us? Are we not able currently to open the Quran and listen to a prohibition and abstain or a commandment and fulfill? We have the ability. So why do you not do it? But it will be too late when you die. This is because of what your hands have earned. And verily, indeed, surely Allah is not unjust to His slaves. They ascend towards the heavens. They confront, they meet gatherings of angels. As they pass by these gatherings, what is this foul, they say, smelling soul? This wicked soul? The angels reply, who are holding it? He is so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, using the worst names ever used for him in the life of this world. Then they reach the gate of the lowest heaven and they seek admission. And does it enter? Does this foul, wicked soul enter the heavens? The heavens are pure. They're clean. They're not abominated. Allah does not let this soul, dirty, abominate the heavens. He, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, we cited, لا تفتح لهم أبواب السماء ولا يدخلون الجنة حتى يلج الجمل في سم الخياط. Allahu Akbar. Negative, rejected. Never. The gates of heavens will close for them. It will not open for them, Allah says. And they will never, ever enter paradise. Until when? Until when? Until a camel is able to pass through the eye of a needle. What a beautiful example. Until the day that the camel is allowed or is able to pass through the eye of a needle. We can barely even put the string through the needle. You know, when you stand there or sit there and try at the pillow, you put your, trying to put it through, and you are unable to put it through. Imagine a camel going through this. Camel the size of us 10 times. The Bactrian camel with two humps. In other words, they'll be rejected from entering paradise and from entering the heavens. Thus, Allah Ta'ala says, register my servant's records in a sijin. What's a sijin? It's a place most low, the bottom of the earth, the lowest of the earth. And when it gets registered, Allah Ta'ala says, return him back to this earth. For indeed, minha khalaqnakum, wa fiha nu'idukum, wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. From it we created you, and to it we will return you, and from it once again we will raise you. But how was he taken back to the earth? Is he taken in 5-star sort of hospitality? In silk? In comfort? No. No. He's plunged, thrown, casted down without any regard. Thrown down back to his body. As the Prophet Muhammad said to us here, recited, وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَكَأَنَّمَا خَرَّ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتَخْطَفُهُ الطَّيْرُ أَوْ تَهْوِ بِهِ الرِّيحُ فِي مَكَانٍ صَحِيقٍ. And whoever joins partners with Allah Ta'ala, it is as though he has been plunged, thrown from the heavens, whereby birds snatch him off, or the wind drives him, casts him to a remote place. So he's thrown back into his body, and by now, the body is washed, it's shrouded, and being carried on the shoulders of men to the grave for the burial. And here, the narration mentions that this disbelieving servant says, what? Woe to me, where are they taking me? Where are they taking you? They are taking you to that black hole. They are taking you where? To the black hole. Which you have been informed of and informed and informed, as we are doing now. Day after day you are warned about your death. Where are they taking you? To the grave. The interspace. The life between the two worlds. That's where they're taking you. Where's your mother? Where's your brother? Where's your ally? Where's your bodyguard? Where's your security? Where's your good deeds? Where's your good deeds? That's the only thing that can help you, by the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So they take him to the grave. The body's in the grave. The soul reunites with the body. And he hears the thumping of his companion shoes, leaving the grave. And thus begins the ultimate examination, the ultimate test. Where's the HSC now? Where is the degrees? Where is the thesis of the PhD or the masters? That's all by Lord. This is the test. This is the test. They say, well, I want my child to get a prestige degree from a prestige university. I want him to be a doctor, a professor, a scientist. When he does not know anything about Islam. Nothing about Islam. But secular, tabarakallah. Huh? You know, take your head off for him. He hears the thumping of his companion shoes leaving the grave. And then two angels, bluish, blackish, stern angels for severe reprimand, named Munkar wa Nakir, shake the body. They make him sit upright. Get up. He will sit up. In a state of fear, terror. Scared. Imagine yourself, guys. Sisters. Imagine yourself. This is not a fairy tale. This is reality. It's a fact. Imagine yourself on that day. Wallahi, we are going to confront this. Munkar wa Nakir. We are going to confront them before our very eyes. This is not a fairy tale. This is what's going to happen to all of us. They confront him. Who is your Lord? They will ask him. Who is your Lord? Ah, la adri. I do not know, he says. He doesn't know. La darayta wa la talayt. You do not know, nor did you recite. What is your religion? Ah, la adri. I do not know. Who was the man that was sent amongst you? Oh, I heard someone say some such and such, I said him. And then it will be said, you did not know, nor did you read about him, whereby he will be hit with a metal hammer, causing him to scream in severe pain, whereby all creation hears him except man and jinn. And thus, the Almighty Lord here answers or announces the test result of this examination from the heavens. My servant lies! Imagine that failure. Imagine your Lord saying, my servant lies! Brothers and sisters, subhanAllah, is that what you want to hear in the grave? Your Lord calling out from the heavens, my servant lies! Is that what we want to hear? Wallahi, brothers and sisters, no. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, no. And you have the chance that you can make that answer. My servant tells the truth! You have the ability still until this day because you're still alive. Alhamdulillah. My servant lies. So spread for him. Provide for him, furnish him from hellfire, clothe him from hellfire, and open for him a door from hellfire. Thus its heat and fierce hot wind reaches him. And then his grave becomes contracted, constrained, restricted all around him, causing his ribs to break. I don't know if I can do it like this. But not as easy as this, guys. Not as easy as this. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, this is the day to come. And then appears before him a man with a very ugly appearance, repulsive clothes, and a foul smell. He says to him, I am here to give you evil tidings that will displease you. This is the day that you have been promised. How many times do you go to a disbeliever and say, brother, this is the truth. This is Islam, the way of life. And he mocks and laughs and jokes. He'll remember this day. On this day, he'll remember all this. Because when he remembers this, it gives him more remorse. More sort of grief. And then he says to this believer, evil tidings from Allah Ta'ala be to you too. Who are you? Your face is one that brings evil. He says, I am your evil deeds. I am your Friday and Saturday nights. I am your gambling, your alcohol, your drugs, your theft, your fornication, your obscenity, your indecency. I am the evil that you performed. Wherever he went, he ate like an animal. He slept like an animal. He drank like an animal. He looked like an animal. He acted like an animal. Wallahi, the animals are better than him. The animals glorify, praise their Lord, while this person glorified and praised this world. He was a slave of a dirham or dinar. He was a slave of no other than paper. Subhanallah. Brothers and sisters, this is, say, a $100 bill, the largest bill in Australia. Let it be a $1 billion bill. This bill, $1 billion, is this going to save you from hellfire? And how can a person be a slave to a paper? A piece of paper, it can be torn, destroyed. How can a man or a lady be a slave to paper worth nothing, nothing at all? Think. The money that you are given is only to get you through this life, not so you can hoard and store worldly possession day after day. Every cent that you are given is an examination for you. It's going to be either for or against you. Those who just will always store, hoard, gather. Oh, I've got to do this. I've got to do that. Oh, my children. Oh, my children. I'm a mustaqbal for my children, they say. Load of lies. Load of garbage. And then a door in the direction of paradise is open for him. This is the disbeliever now. A door in the direction of what? Paradise is open for him. He views its bounties, its comfort, its luxury, its beauty, its sweet aroma comes to him. He views it. And then he is told that Allah Ta'ala has deprived you from this. So another door is open for him from where? To hellfire. From the hellfire. And he views its various parts crushing each other. And then a blind, deaf and dumb person is appointed to him. Carrying in his hand is a sledgehammer. Don't try to imagine a sledgehammer that we got in this world. A sledgehammer. This is in the grave, creatures, in the grave. In the grave. Don't look at the grave only say 6 foot down or whatever, or 1 meter by two or whatever. No. You cannot comprehend what is happening to this person now. This is a life of the interspace. We do not know exactly how this is happening. The size and so forth. This is the knowledge of the unseen. The only time it will be seen to you is when you die. SubhanAllah. The only time it's going to be seen to us when we die. They say that people have come back from the dead. From the dead.